Welcome back to the podcast, everybody.
You guys, I am back here with Abby Orison.
Happy to be here.
Guys, it just went so well last time. I just had to bring her back. So here we are.
Thanks for liking the sound of my voice, friends. Happy to be back here with Lexi as well. It's going to be fun.
What's new in our lives? What's going on? Abby just went to Lake Powell. She's looking tan, glowed, glorious, goddess of a human.
Oh, guys, if you could see me right now, I'm a happier person. I'm not just a happier person because I went to Lake Powell. I'm a happier person when I'm tan.
Yep.
And these days are coming to a close as summer creeps up upon us, and I'm just really starting to consider whether I choose to use a tanning bed this winter or revert to my natural ways of self-tanning. I haven't always been like a self-tanner, but the added confidence it gives you.
It gives
you wings.
Today I was getting ready and I was like, I feel like my tan is fading, and I just did not feel as slay as I usually do.
Well, it's a full-time job.
I know. It really
is. You have to keep up on it. Like, you have to at least go one day a week and, like, lay out 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, for example, I work all week, and so Saturday is, like, the only day that could even happen.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's cloudy on Saturday, then you're
doomed. Like, yeah. There's nothing you can do about it.
But we're going to take every second we can get and keep tanning.
Yeah. Taking in the vitamin D.
Yeah. It's just good to... Some lake life slows things down. I became a reader again. Read 3 books.
Isn't that amazing?
They were wonderful.
Wondrous.
But I'm super excited for what we have to talk about today, because Lexi, when you told me what we were going to talk about, I didn't really understand what it was.
No.
And then I asked a lot of my cousins about their thoughts and stuff, so it'll be fun.
Okay, before we hop into the topic, I want to share some of my newest song requests. I've been on a complete grind of finding new music and new bands, and it's been going so great. So the first song that I'm absolutely obsessed with right now is called Time Shrinks by RC Drive. And they're the coolest band ever. It's 3 boys and a girl, and the girl's the drummer, and she's living my dream. So go listen to Time Shrinks, and it gives me hope for the future. And then the other song that I've been playing on repeat is called I've Only Started Running by Harbor, all caps. And this song is so cinematic. You have to listen to it with some headphones in or in your car very, very loudly, and just think you're in a movie. So those are my 2 song recs. We'll be doing this every week because I'm obsessed.
Can we also talk about Deadpool and Wolverine?
Oh my gosh, you guys, you have to see Deadpool and Wolverine. It was so good.
Guys, I don't watch superhero movies. It was actually my first Marvel movie I've ever been to the theaters to see.
Are you serious?
The last time I ever watched something, it wasn't even theaters. Disney Cruise 2012, when Avengers came out, and it was in 3D, and I wanted to die because I had such a big headache.
We'll never watch a movie in 3D.
We're on a cruise.
Oh, no.
Just a bad
combo.
So that was the last time. So this was, like, really a first for me. And I did not expect Disney to put out something like that, is all I can say. Like,
have you seen the first 2 Deadpools?
No, I had no idea who the freak Deadpool was.
Oh,
I thought Deadpool and Wolverine were 2 separate movies that are kind of like this.
I was like, I'm going to see Deadpool and Wolverine. She's like, you're seeing 2 movies in one night? I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay, but the thing with this movie is there are so many cameos, and there's so much backstories that you have to know, or else it's like not as funny.
Oh, I could tell, like, a lot of people in the theater were like, oh, like making all these connections. I'm like, oh, okay,
yeah.
Like, sick. But I did think the guy was super funny. And
yeah,
we were with our friend Izzy, and she was saying how he, like, improvs.
Yeah,
like,
so much.
His lines. My favorite line was his, like, do you want to see something huge? He's like, oh, that's what my Scoutmaster Kevin used to say.
Hi. It was so funny.
Like, there were some lines. I'm like, this is so inappropriate. I don't know how Disney is putting this out.
Yeah.
But they did give it an R rating, which it very much deserved.
Yeah.
Just for language. I didn't think they were, like, content. I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
But good movie.
So good.
Start to my superhero era. I don't know, not really an era. I probably won't watch a superhero movie for a long time. And if I do, I'll fall asleep.
Well, it's funny because they, like, rip on Fox the whole time.
Yes.
Because Fox didn't want to make, like, they owned the rights to Deadpool, and they didn't want to make it. And so then pretty much Ryan Reynolds did all this stuff, and because he wanted to play it, he wanted to do it. And they were like, no. And so then he, like, made a thing and then leaked it, and then Disney bought out Fox, so that's why they do it. That's why they had the 20th Century Fox thing, like, broken in the
That made, I could get that there was, like, something there, and I thought it was fun how many times, like, they broke the fourth wall and stuff.
Oh, it's the best. So it was, and he's just like, yeah, we really gotta save the Marvel Universe right now because it's doing really bad. It was so funny.
Moving on.
Okay, so now we're gonna jump straight into our topic, which is the human experience.
Bum, bum, bum. What is the human experience, you may ask?
Guys, listen, it sounds so simple, but I honestly think about this all the time. And it's just like the moments when all of a sudden you're like, we are the only beings in this galaxy that do shiz like this. Just the stupidest little things of like, I am human and I'm, I don't know. Thoughts, Abby?
Yeah. Okay. So honestly, the first thing that popped into my mind when Lexi said this is like, part of it, like, this is something very new to me, is being a human, we read books. No one else reads books.
No one else reads and books.
So, like, no, and reading is not, I think reading is for everyone if they find the right book.
Yeah.
But like, I will not read a book unless I finish that book in 1 to 3 days. Like, that is my timeline to read a book. Like, if it's good, it will be done in 1 to 3 days. And, like, no one else can understand. Like, if your animals can't understand that we just read books and we love to read words on pages or scroll on our Kindles. I don't know. But, like, only humans read books. Aliens don't read books, I bet.
They could.
They don't. There's no one publishing them out there.
Martians don't have publishers. So I just
thought about that. How cool is it that, like, we get to experience this? Like, the trees don't read books.
No.
The bushes. So, yeah, that was just my first thought.
Yeah. So, little things that only humans do. Also, these are very Sponge Theory-worthy moments. Like, just the moments you really want to soak it all in. And you just, they're just so human.
True.
So, we're going to talk about them.
Amen.
Because I have a list and I write it down whenever it happens to me. So almost everything on this list has just recently happened to me. Okay, the first one is washing your shoes with a toothbrush after you get them muddy. You know, you're like, it's time to wash my shoes.
I've never done that.
You've never done that?
Just with a magic razor.
Okay, that too. But I like get them muddy, you get the cleaning toothbrush and you wash them off. And
mostly
then
embarrassing.
It's kind of, but then you like sit there and think about the fun time that you just had with your muddy shoes.
Why do I think, oh, they were so much whiter before? Pissed.
No, but if you do it right, my mom, once I lost my brand new Vans, they got run over by a car and they were in the Viewmont parking lot for the weekend and I lost it. And then I found it and it was absolutely destroyed. Next day, I give it to my mom. She puts baking soda and vinegar on it. White as the sun.
White as snow.
White as snow. It was. Did I just say white as the sun?
White as the sun. The sun is not white.
And they were amazing. So you have to have a mother that is very good at cleaning things like mine is. If you need the recipe to make your shoes white again, give me a call. I will give it to you.
But even like cleaning in and of itself is like human experiencing. Like if you choose to be tidy or not, and like if your family was tidy or whatever, like you're just like cleaning or all of a sudden you're like, you just get a kick to organize your entire bathroom after like you haven't done it in 5 years. And then you're just, like, throwing away garbage bags and stuff. Like, no one else does that.
No.
Like, that is such, like, a unique human moment.
Oh, yeah.
Of just, like, oh, it's 3 a.m, time to clean my room.
Yep. Or all of a sudden you start going through stuff and then you clean too deeply and you're, like, reading these old letters from your junior high crush and then you're wearing this hat that you got from Disneyland. Like just the stupid.
I'm like, no, I don't need to open my leap year letter. It's not 2027 yet. Okay, I don't know when the next leap year is.
And then you just get, and then all of a sudden you lose all the motivation to clean and you have shiz everywhere and you're like, well, now it's worse.
Yes. And so like you leave it and then your parents are like, why don't you ever clean your room?
Like, I tried. I'm like, I got too deep. Yeah. So that's a good one. Okay. Another one is digging through the thrift bins and you're looking around and everyone's looking like a freaking ravager, but it's just like kind of scary, but everybody's just in it at the same time and you're all doing the same thing and it all sucks, but you just like want to find something cool too.
I've never had good luck with thrifting.
I need to take you because I have. I just got the coolest stuff. I got the Chinese New Year jazz shirt and it has like a dragon twisted around a basketball.
Oh, cool.
It's really cool.
Love. Add that to my collection. It's also like, I mean, I feel like the closest thing I get to thrifting is like when I go to Marshall's or TJ Maxx or like Ross.
I won't go to Marshall's and TJ Maxx.
I'll go to Marshall's and TJ.
It.
I'd I personally, hot take, I hate Ross.
I do too.
I hate Ross. Like, I just get the ickiest feeling. I think there's human trafficking going on in there. And I don't know what else. Especially the one in Farmington. I hate the Ross in Farmington.
Why?
And I don't like the Marshalls in Farmington either. But it's just like those stores. Like, you're just like, it's kind of like, you're just like trying to find like the best thing. And I'm like, there's a reason that none of us can find
and
anything.
And it's low-key trash. Yes. You're like, I don't need to spend money on this, but it's kind of cool. Like, exactly. I went there for mission clothes, like on the mission. Because I didn't want to spend any money.
Or, like, I remember, we'd go there, like, after soccer games, and we're like, oh, my goodness, we all need matching shirts. And
yes. You find, like, the boy t-shirt that all looks the same.
You find, like, two, but then you can't find the third one. She's like, okay, well, I'll just go with the other tie-dye pink one that has an alien on it as well. That's actually a true story. That happened to me.
That's so funny.
And then
not great. Yeah.
But that's a human thing.
Yeah.
I also think, like, wanting to match.
Yes. Ashley Aldridge and I have the same shirt, but different colors, and it says, like, the same, it's like a stripe, and we have to get a matching.
Yes.
And, like, mine's blue, hers is red, it matches our personalities, it's a boy shirt from Ross. Do I still have it? No. Does she have it? No.
But did you
wear
it?
Shout out, Ashley, I love you.
Yes, Ashley, I love you, too. We were in dance class one time.
Ugh, miss.
High school.
Okay, the next one is watching the sunset.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That is such a human experience on the beach, on the mountains, with your friends, and you're just staring at it.
It's just weird to think that it's the same sun.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, like, just at different points in my life when I'm in different parts of the world and being like, how is my mom seeing the same sun I am? Like, I don't know. And, like, it is just, like, so, it's weird, too, that
it's calming.
Like, so different every night, too. Yeah. Like, some nights it's pink. Those are my favorite.
Oh, the cotton candy skies?
Yeah.
Yeah, we love those.
We love some pink skies. But then on a beach, like, it's just magical.
I know.
Like, name a time you were unhappy on a beach during the sunset. Unless you, like, got to propose to.
And doesn't exist.
You were like, no. And then you're like, I hate sunset. Oh. That was dark.
That took a dark turn. Abby and I are clearly in a very good place. Continue. Next one. Okay. Mosh pits. Human experience to the max. Have you ever been in a mosh pit and all of a sudden you, like, take a sec, you're like, I am not jumping, I am being lifted off the ground by all of these people that I don't know, my hair is caught between four different boys' armpits, I got elbowed in the head, and we're all jumping and having the time of our lives.
It's like, I've never felt closer to death, but more alive.
Yes!
And
that's a good way to explain it.
Then you, like, you also think about it, and, like, I must make, like, a face of pain when I'm in those, because people always look at me and they're like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine.
You're like, I'm going crazy.
I'm obviously not, but, like, also I think as you, like, that's such a, I feel like that's a something you, like, heard about moshing and, like, so big in high school. Uh-huh. Like, that's all it is. And now, like, there's nothing, like, more liberating than just dancing.
I feel like it brings you together too, because yes. You're all kind of suffering while having fun. At the same time that you're just...
Yes.
Yeah. Mosh pits, human experience. Okay, the next one is fireworks shows. Everybody loves a good, colorful explosion. That's all. And everybody's like, how does this work?
I don't want to know.
I don't know. I don't need to know. But it's spectacular.
Happy to be there, and it's free most of the time, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Thanks, taxes. Thanks,
love
Kansas
it.
City.
Love a good fireworks show. Okay, this one is a deep memory. Taking off your snow clothes in the house, and then your mom says, go in the garage, are you crazy? And then you just drop them on the ground in a pile, because all you want to do is go eat a snack and watch Charlie Brown. That was a very specific memory that I just had.
That's cute.
But isn't that such a human experience?
Yeah, just, like, anytime.
Take them off in the mudroom.
Like, I think any, like, sort of, like, drastic change, like, because we can, like, go from being, like, cold to hot or hot to cold, like, so quickly. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you come in and you're just, like, want it. You either, like, put on swimsuit, you jump in the pool, you take off your snow clothes and, like, hop in a blanket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, Mom, I need food. I'm freezing and I'm just spent 8 years building an igloo.
She's like.
And then you go watch cartoons in a blanket.
You. Good for you.
But the specific, don't take your clothes off in here, your snow clothes off.
But you still
off.
Leave them.
But you leave
on
them
the wood floor.
Right there. Like, the your pants are all scrunched up and you can still see, like, the holes
and, like,
perfectly.
And you also hate that you're doing it. Because you're like, later, I'm going to walk in my sock and step in a wet puddle. And
yes,
then I'm going to
want to
die.
Yes. Exactly. Okay. Another human experience. Waiting for your luggage at the airport. Everyone's there just standing. You're all doing the same thing.
Yeah. If you're getting tired. To your trip, you want to get to where you're going. If you're going home, you're like, I just want to be home right now.
Yeah.
And there's nothing more liberating than being able to fit everything in a carry-on, I've just decided. Oh,
I agree. Or a backpack.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
You have your carry-on, you have your backpack. Both of those, such a slay
move.
So yeah, waiting for it. And like, it's actually funny, like, watching different families, because like, you make like preconceived judgments about them, like, yeah, as they board the plane and stuff, and you're like, well, I bet that bag's gonna be big. Or like, you're like, oh, like, this is a nightmare, like, those kids are gonna terrorize them the entire trip, as you're just like watching them. You're like, and then you get back on the flight home, you're like, well, looks like you had a good time in Mexico, you sunburned little demons.
It's so funny when you see the same family on the way there and on the way back.
I actually hate it. It's so interesting.
And it's like, you're like, what did you do
it's
here?
It's mortifying if you like partway know them, but like your family doesn't know them, but like you know one person.
Oh.
And like you want to avoid them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's just leave that there. Like, I don't want to talk about that type of human experience. It makes you uncomfortable.
Oh. Okay, this one's tender. This one has happened to Abby and I so much summer.
What?
Watching your best friends get married.
Oh.
It's so cute.
It is cute.
You're like, aw.
But it's like cute, and you like think you can relate to it, but you actually can't.
Actually.
Like, you have no idea what it's like. But in your mind, you're like, I'm an expert.
You're like, I know, I'm an expert bridesmaid. Can I just say?
Hey, you've been a bridesmaid so many times this summer.
Like, five.
I was supposed to be one, then that didn't have to happen, and then I was one.
Didn't have to happen?
Yeah, or it just didn't happen. Someday. And I'm a bridesmaid next week, and I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And here's what I've decided. I think if I'm not close, if someone ever asks me to be a bridesmaid and I'm not close with them, like, I will say no. Like,
really?
I'll go to their wedding and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, I would not want to be there if I'm not, like, close to them and, like, feel like that. And I think it's totally okay to say no. And you're not, like, saying it, like, oh, I don't think I can come to your wedding, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And, like, you're able to show up, like, last minute.
Yeah.
Like, there was, my fingers were doing little
the finger,
quotations.
Air quotes. Yeah, air quotes are happening
like,
currently
oh, I was
right
gonna
now.
Come last minute. But I'm, like, why would I want to, like, just go celebrate someone where I'm like halfway friends with them, but they think we're better friends than we are.
Yeah.
But I'm so excited for this wedding. I'm a bridesmaid in the next week. It's one of my really good high school friends. Love her to death. It's going to just be a party. So like, that sounds fun to me, but it's just like weird. Like, I can't relate to that marriage thing at all.
Yeah.
0%.
But it's so cute when you like see them have their first dance and you're like, oh, my friend is happy.
Yes.
She and got like, her happy ending.
Love. And I think nothing's like scarier than thinking that like your friends may not end up with someone that like they're completely in love with.
Oh yeah.
Or like, it's scary to think of like, okay, like you really, a lot of the time, especially like when you're our age, you don't know the people they're marrying either. And so you're like, I don't really know anything about you.
Yeah.
Like, I hope to make my friend happy. Like, you like, seem like you're in love, but I don't know you.
I don't know. Are you good with them? I don't know.
Yes. Like, another friend, I didn't know who her husband was till I got home from my mission. And luckily, I liked him. Like,
could have been bad.
Could have been bad.
Because I have to hang out with him.
Not that she would have, like, not gotten married to him, but, like, what a great situation.
Could have been terrible.
Could have been bad.
Another one is helping your friend get ready for their wedding. Me and Reagan. You all know Reagan, hopefully.
Gun show.
Gun show's the best. Reagan. We helped our friend Abby get, different Abby, get ready for her wedding. And I think we played Slipping Through Our Fingers from Mamma Mia at least 6 times in a row. Aww. It was the cutest thing ever. And we were singing it all day.
That's adorable.
It was so cutie.
Well, and it's just like, you're, I don't know, like, yeah, they're still your friend. But like, you get them ready for like one of the best days of their life. That's so cute.
It was so fun. Okay, this one makes me laugh so hard. Human experience. When you're on the phone with a boy and your friend is mouthing all the things that you should say and you're trying not to laugh. This happened to me once. It was so funny. I have this boy on speakerphone. I'm like, what are we doing tonight? And Reagan's like mouthing. She's like, say this and this and this. And I'm trying to like listen to what he's saying while I'm like trying to say it, while like trying to understand Reagan.
He's like, well, she's not an active listener.
It was so funny.
Those are trying times, but so character form.
So like, character building.
Yeah, character building to a T. Like, you're sitting there, and honestly, I'm sorry to who the boys are that have been on speaker, like, while I've been there, because we've said some pretty ruthless things. Or we've also just been embarrassed out of our minds, and both been like, it's almost better. Like, it is like, you know, like, your friend likes you if they're gonna let you listen to that combo.
Oh yeah.
Because like, they can say awkward things back and you're like, why would you say that? But then you're like, this is so great, like, we're all just in this together. He has no idea I'm here.
Yeah, no idea. Or like the facial expressions your friends make while you're on the phone with them, and they're like, and they're like dying or screaming. You put it on mute so you can both scream together.
We're like, okay, I have funny story that goes with this one. So it's like over a year ago, and a friend and I are like, okay, we're gonna ask these boys on a date. We had, like, one of us wanted to ask someone, and then we're like, okay, we'll find someone. And we just got rejected a couple times. But we're calling everyone on the phone. We're like, we are strong, independent women. We are going to call these mans up on the phone and see what they have to say.
Yep.
And so my friend, like, had, like, a tiny crush on this kid. Like, they'd been on, like, 2 dates, I think. But she hadn't asked him yet on a date.
Mm-hmm.
And she was going to. And so she calls him up. It's on speaker, like, in her car. And, like, you can, I feel like the car is just a whole nother experience of the speakerphone.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you can tell. Living this surround sound.
Yes.
And she's like, hey, like, me and my friends are going on this date. I was wondering if you'd want to come. And he's like, well, it's like really nice of you. And,
no.
And like, we look at each other and our chins are like,
on the floor.
I have videos of this phone call. I wish I could play the audio, but it would expose too many people. And
too many parties involved.
And he's just like weird. And he's like, well, I have like I kind of been talking to this girl and I like the direction it's going.
Oh, what the?
And we're like, oh. And he's like, but like, if it doesn't work out, I'll let you
know. He couldn't have just made up a lie. He has a wedding or something to go to.
Exactly.
Like, spare my feelings.
I'm like, yes, exactly. But also, like, I at least we, like, got the hint of, like, okay, you have something going on. We'll never, ever call you again. But it was just, like, the fact that we both experienced that together, and we're like, what is wrong with him? you're so hot. Like, why would he go out with you? I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Just funny. But that's such a human experience.
Yeah.
With your phone calls.
Just dating in general. You're going through it.
Dating just sucks.
Dating is stupid. Stupid.
That's why we haven't done it this far. It's not worth it.
It's not working out. Not working out.
My heart will go on.
But if any of you are hot and listening to this, we're single.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one. Human experience. Buying things off of Facebook Marketplace. How funny is it that I go on this app, somebody has something that they don't want, and I want it, and I go to their house, pick it up from their porch, and never see them again.
Yeah, it's actually weird.
Like what?
Anything like that is like, you meet for the first time, exchange of cash.
And you're out.
Speaking of Marketplace, trying to buy a car right now, if anyone is selling a newer RAV4 hybrid, white, preferably under $30,000, LMK.
Thanks. LMK. Call Abby. The amount of things that I've bought off of Facebook Marketplace is absurd. Like, I went to this person's house to pick up a porch suite, and they're just helping me load it into my car.
And all your records, too.
All my records. I'm just, like, I'm literally, probably about weekly now, I meet up with this guy at the Home Depot parking lot. We exchange records. I scan his Venmo code, and I say, see you later.
He know he's going to follow you home. And he's like, Lexi, I know you have Donny Osmond's Christmas album. Play it now or I hold this knife to your head. And you're like, let me grab it out of the archives.
Let me grab it from my record shelf. My collection.
Thank you.
So why do we all trust these people on Facebook Marketplace? I don't know, but I know that they want to sell it and I want to buy it, so we're just gonna be safe to each other. You know what I'm saying? It's so funny. Bought a beanbag from somebody. Some strangers helped me shove it into the back of my car.
They're like, we just want to get rid of it. Get out of our house.
We want it out.
Or like the people, and it's like funny too, because I feel like sometimes we don't even totally treat them like we treat our friends. We're like,
no,
humans.
We don't treat them like humans. We're like, we're gonna knock them down some prices.
Yes, or we're like, they're like, okay, like I love this, and you're like, okay, well, come see in an hour, or else no.
Or
and
else
they're like, okay, I'll drop every plan I have.
Okay, yeah, it's so funny. The next one is building a Lego set. Building a Lego set, I feel like it's just such a human thing, because you just sit there and build it.
I've never done it.
You've never done it? Girl.
And if I do,
I was doing it today.
If I do, it'll be some sunflower or something.
We're going to build a Lego set together. It's going to be great.
Yep, only if it's a sunflower, though.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Or some sort of bouquet.
We can make that. The Lego flowers are so cute.
They are super cute.
I saw this video, and it's like, all I want is a boy to call me and say, come over while we watch Cars and build this Star Wars Lego set. And I said, I would marry the man on the spot. So if any of you want to do that with me, we could get married.
Amen. Hit her line.
Call me up.
I have one.
Okay.
Okay. Human experience, okay? This is something that we do that no one else does, okay? okay? And this is not a stretch, but it is. As humans, we take on personalities of other people and, like, our friends, but, like, other, like, creatures don't do that. Like, for example, like, if you hang around people, that's who you're going to become like.
Uh-huh.
And it's not necessarily the same way. Like, yeah, you'll probably, like, inherit traits from, like, your family members. That's, mm-hmm. like, a trait. But, like, personality-wise, like, think about, like, different phases of your life and, like, different friendships you've had or, like, friend groups you've been a part of.
Uh-huh.
And, like, to fit in, you had, like, your own vocabulary and, like, you thought they were cool. So, like, you would dress like them or you would say things the way they say it or you would do things the way they do it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because you like them and you wanted their approval or you're just like, whoa, that's so cool. Like, I want to be like them. Like, there are certain people in this world that I'm like, you are so cool. Whatever you say, I would like to say, however you dress,
I want to be the same person as you, but like with my own little spin on it.
Yeah. And it's just weird. So like as funny. Humans, we like get that. Like,
yes.
Like kind of like creative liberty. I did not come up with that. My cousin kind of told me about that. And I was like, it's so true.
Well, even recently, like, so Abby and I have this group chat with all of our guy friends and
we have to read the, we have to read the text. We have to read the text.
It is so funny. Cause now like, definitely, because they have been friends. You all know them. They were on the podcast, the Sniff Your Dreams episode. All of them, okay?
Run it back.
They talk in a very specific way in freaking code that we don't understand. And now we chat like them. Not to their extent, because I will never be able to do it. But we chat like them. And
like,
it's
we can
so
say
funny.
Certain things. I remember I said something when we were in Europe, and I got, like, so much approval. It was good. Okay, but this is a text that was sent yesterday. It will mean nothing to any of you, but this is, like, it makes sense to us now. Blank is a certified toko. That moment when the oos meets the toko at the rim. Like, what? You would, another person would, like, my dad would read that and be like, WTH?
What does that mean?
And, like, I read that.
Or, like, yeah.
I did read it for the first time, and I was like, actually, that's funny.
Yeah, that makes sense. I get it. I understand what we're talking about
and
now.
I'm going to go through and actually ha-ha it right now. Because I hadn't done that before. But, like, certified toko. Do you know what a toko is? I'm not going to tell you. He, that moment when the oos, what's an oos, meets the toko at the rim. The rim. If you had asked me a couple years ago what toko, oos, and
no,
rim would have
we
to
couldn't
do
tell
in
you.
The same sentence, I could not have structured it to save my life.
But now, we get it.
Read that. I actually
we understand.
Speak three fluent languages. English, Portuguese, and toko.
We speak toko now.
Yeah.
If you want to learn toko,
if any of
you
them
can.
Listen to this, they will make fun of us.
They will 100%, but they're not going to listen to
they're
it.
They're not.
Oh, that's so funny. So that's a good one. It's crazy.
And, like, it just, like, makes you feel like you're a part of it.
Uh-huh.
It's, like, the same way that, like, attorneys, like, they talk like attorneys. Like, in the courtroom, they don't just, like, use normal language.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
like, all formal, and, like, you wouldn't fit into their world
yeah.
unless you, like, understood stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Do you think other animals do that? Like, dog friend groups? Or, like, you know, wolf packs? If somebody gets like, cast out of the pack, then they go into a different
like,
pack?
I don't think they're, like, barking like each other. That's not why we did that at the beginning of the episode. We just had no idea how to start. Why do we start with animals? We are not furries.
We can't tell you. It's actually a secret. Moving on.
Dun, dun, dun.
The next human experience, swimming in a lake at sunset. Listen, I went up to Bear Lake a couple weeks ago, and we rode some wave runners. Guys, also wave runners. Best mode of transportation yet. I'm obsessed with wave runners. They're very fun. But we took him out at sunset, and then we jumped off, and we were swimming, and it was just the most magical thing I've ever seen. The sunset was reflecting off of the lake, and we're just laying there in Bear Lake, and it's the most beautiful water ever, the most beautiful sky, and I'm like, am I in a movie? I think I'm in a movie.
Like, at sunset is a vibe.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where you are. It's beautiful.
It's amazing.
Especially when the water's warm.
Oh, it was the best. And Bear Lake's just clean. And it was amazing.
So blue.
Okay. Another one in a lake is playing King of the Hill in a lake. Such as on a floating tramp or like on a paddleboard. And everybody's just trying to jump on. You're pulling each other off. Like nobody is friends. You are all enemies. And one person will be the winner. And somebody... Feelings will get hurt. Friendships will get broken. But somebody will be the king of that paddleboard.
Okay, but, like, what, like, also another human experience with that is, like, okay, someone you like is now on the trampoline or the paddleboard.
Yes.
You are hoping they will push you off. You don't really want to push them off just in case, like, they think you're weird.
Yes.
So you, like, wait. So, like, they have to.
But you're just waiting. You're standing on the edge waiting for them to run and tackle you into the water.
Yes. I'm, like, so embarrassing. embarrassing. I actually don't think that's ever happened to me, but like,
oh, it's happened to me.
I don't know, like, I don't really remember. I don't think, maybe I just have been to the lake with enough people that I like.
Moral of the story, take more of your crushes to the lake.
Yeah, moral of the story.
Stand on the edge of the boat.
If you are wondering if someone likes you, see when they push you.
See, but, see like, how they push first, you into the water. Yeah,
see how they push you. If they latch onto you and fall in with you. Game on, boy.
Game on. Okay, this one's funny. So I'm the type of person that has to listen to music in the shower. So pre-game for the shower, when you're sitting on the toilet, adding the most fire songs to the queue for the ultimate shower playlist. Has this ever happened to you? Have you ever done this?
I don't listen to music in the shower.
The other day, I'm just like sitting on the toilet. I'm like making the perfect playlist. I'm like, this is going to be fire. That's just, no one else but humans do that.
No.
I guess only I do.
Special. I like
great my, best shower ever.
I think it's just because I take too short of showers. Like, I'm out of the shower in probably 5 minutes.
I do too, unless I have to wash my hair and shave my legs. It takes longer.
Yeah, it takes
a lot. But if I'm just doing a quick body wash shower, I can do it in 2 minutes. Yeah. Easy.
Maybe that's why I don't do songs.
Like,
but also, I haven't had a good speaker. I just got a waterproof one. Thanks, Amazon Prime Day.
Yes. That's amazing.
The little JBL one.
Love it.
That like has a little clip. It's so
yeah.
cute.
Yeah. Nice. Okay, next one. Watching all the boys change a flat tire while the girls watch the boys like it's a movie.
Or just watching boys fix anything for that matter. What? And I'm just like, I'm so happy I don't know how that works.
It was so, this happened to me last week, and it was so funny. All of us girls would stand there and be like, you know, if the boys weren't here, we could 100% do this on our own. But we're glad that they're here and we can watch them like it's a movie, because they just know what they're doing.
I love when they like jump into roles like as if it's like super hard, and I'm like, this is for show.
And they just band together. They're like, we are fixing this tire right here, right now, and it is the best. That is just, I don't know, I just, I love it. Also, my favorite phrase these days, I've been using it nonstop. Something's happening and I say, this is better than TV. I think
most
it's so
are.
Funny.
Things are.
It's so funny. Like watching the boys change this tire. I'm with my friends. I'm like, this is better than TV.
Honestly, just anything in summer outside with your friends.
Better than TV. Oh.
Wow. I can't wait. And I'm not happy that summer's ending, but I'm super excited to be back with the besties.
Me
I know
too.
We talk about this every episode.
All the time.
But I'm super excited.
But like, the song I told you guys about, Time Shrinks, it says our summertime identities don't last. And I was like, that is so real. I feel like everybody is a completely different person in the summer. Like, not really, because we go through all these different seasons and phases and stuff like that. But I feel like in the summer, you're just, I don't know, you're more spontaneous.
You're
doing your thing.
One of your best versions of yourself.
That's what I think, too. But, like, also, you're hanging out with a different group of friends, usually. And it's more random. And you're like, what is this? And you'd, like, live your life by your summers. You're like, this summer, I was this person. This summer, like, last summer, I was a 9-to-5 girl. I was a working girl. This summer, I'm out in nature way more. I'm a scoop and ice cream girl. It's very interesting.
Yeah, I've been a lot tanner in the summers than this summer.
Yeah.
Like, 9-to-5 has wrecked me, but I love my job with all my heart, my mind, and soul, so.
Yeah. So, all's well in that. But the human experience can be very mundane. But if you look at just the little things.
Also profound.
Super profound. Look at the, like, Abby and I are sitting in these lawn chairs looking at the mountains being purple.
Lexi's life-size chest that her parents thought was necessary for the outside. Only humans would make a board game into a real-life game.
Into when the queen is big enough to go up to your knees.
It's adorable. Like, I don't know. The human experience is something different. We're literally recording a podcast.
Who else does that except for humans?
Every other person on podcast.
Pretty much. I have noticed, as soon as somebody is not on TV anymore, say the cast of New Girl.
They have a podcast.
They have a podcast. Like, all of the old Disney Channel people, they have a podcast.
It's genius. They're getting sponsors. They're getting PR boxes.
Oh, yeah.
What have you gotten?
But I feel like podcasts are super, like a new trend these days.
Yeah.
Well, they've always been a thing.
You can listen to it on the go. And yeah. I think that's important because, like, think about it. Because
we're all on the go.
As much as, like, I've loved, like, different series that I've watched before, you can't, like, take those on the go unless you're on the treadmill at the gym.
Yeah.
And, like, even, like, you're cleaning your room. It sucks because you're like, what if you don't see some things on the screen?
Yeah.
But podcasts, you just don't miss out. And like,
it's TV for your ears.
I have a really hard time getting into a new podcast. Like,
it's hard.
Especially if it's going to be like a weekly one. Like, I literally have one that I listen to. It is the Bad Broadcast or this.
Yep.
This isn't weekly, though. This is spontaneous.
This is whenever the fetch I want. So this is your reminder to make the human experience less mundane. But that's also the sponge theory. That's super spongy. Make it fun. Make it good. Make it awesome.
Soak it up, my friend.
Because the human experience should be fun. Take all the little moments and make them big. Any who's or berries.
Anywho, we love you guys.
We love you so very much. Don't be a dry sponge.
Live it up.
Catch you later. Cheers.